right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Wyatt Cox Classic Radio Theater. I've been using a MyPillow now for almost a year, and I've had the best sleep of my life, and you can too. What are you waiting for? This special, it's the best you'll ever have. Buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure you use promo code USA, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA. Do it now.
President Trump responding to Iran's president after Hassan Rouhani makes threatening remarks against the United States on Sunday. The president tweeting today that Rouhani must stop threatening the United States or face severe consequences. President Trump's spokeswoman Sarah Sanders saying the president is not trying to divert attention from his Russia controversies by going after Iran, as some people are claiming. A leading Republican congressman is telling President Trump that Russian President Vladimir Putin should not have been invited to the White House. Trey Gowdy of South Carolina also advising President Trump to once and for all believe the intelligence community and what it says about Russia's activities.
The president either needs to rely on the people that he has chosen to advise him, or those advisors need to reevaluate whether or not they can serve in this administration. But the disconnect cannot continue.
He was speaking on Fox News Sunday, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new report says North Korea wants the U.S. to make a bold move and agree to a peace treaty before that communist nation will talk any further about denuclearization. Reports are an official with close knowledge of the North's position says it wants a permanent peace to replace the armistice that ended the Korean War fighting in 1953, and says if the U.S. won't take that step to ensure the survival of Kim Jong-un's regime, Kim probably will not agree to any more talks about ending his country's nuclear weapons program. The price of gasoline nationally is up over 55 cents a gallon from last year at this time, but motorists did see a bit of a decrease in prices at the pump this past week, as we hear from John Clemens.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price at the pump is the lowest it's been in several months.
The national average fell 4.5 cents per gallon from 288 down to about 283. We're staring at the lowest average that we've seen nationally since the beginning of May.
Hawaii still has the highest price at 375 a gallon, followed by California at 361. Then it was Alaska at 337.
And after last Friday's drawing did not produce a mega winner in the Mega Millions lottery, the jackpot is now soaring to nearly $500 million for Tuesday's drawing. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Miola with Get Healthy Hunterdon, and we're sponsored by Nutrimost of Flemington. Let's get to that weather, because I know everybody's been kind of crazy about what's going on with that. This afternoon, showers and possibly a thunderstorm. Now, how is that different from what happened last night? Some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall, and this crazy humidity we've been having, that's high near 82 degrees. Thank goodness for that southeast wind that's only around 10 miles per hour, though. Chance of precipitation is 80%, so we're in for a little bit more rain. New rainfall amounts between a quarter and a half of inches possible. After that downpour we had early this morning and stuff, we must be about 2 or 3 inches already. Tonight, showers and possibly a thunderstorm, mainly before 3 a.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 3 a.m. So is it before or after that we're getting those thunderstorms? Some of the storms could produce heavy rain, patches of fog after 1 a.m., but at least it's cooling off. It's low around 71 degrees, and we've got that southeast wind now between 6 and 9 miles per hour. Chance precipitation is again at 80%. New rainfall amounts between a quarter and one half of an inch possible. Okay, and we're back, and what a show we have for you. Everybody's been asking me to get somebody on here who knows what they're doing with plants and herbs and making tinctures and things out of Mother Nature's best of best out there. So today we found Jennifer Kattenbach, who is the Red Barn Herbal out of Annandale, New Jersey. So first of all, Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Very good. And Jennifer is an old hat at this kind of thing. She's been doing this for many, many, many years. And we happened to tie up at the holistic health fair and stuff where her booth was flooded with so many people in front of her. I had to wait in line to get a chance to just to talk to her, to invite her on the show here and all. So you are in for a treat today. And we're going to get started with quite a few things that she had. So first of all, Jennifer, welcome. And why don't you tell us what your favorite herbal product is out there?
One of the favorite things that I make right now, really popular, is I make an itch stick.
Itch stick? Oh, what a name.
It's really an anti-itch stick, but it's easier to call it an itch stick. It's looks like a chapstick.
Okay.
And if you get a bug bite, you just take it and stick it on there, and really effective. I found it online, and I started playing with the formula. I made it and sold it at a show, and a woman had a bug bite, and she's like, can I use your tester? And I said, sure, go ahead. And she said, if it works, I'll be back. I said, okay. She came back and bought two.
So evidently it works very well.
I was like, all right, that made me feel good. So that's, in terms of, products that I make, that's one of my favorites. I'm really happy with how successful it's been, and people seem to be really pleased with it.
So off air, we were talking about your background and where you're at and where you're going with this whole product line and things like that. So why don't you share with our radio audience about your background, your education in herbal, and where it's coming from?
I actually have a bachelor's in science from Rutgers, but it's in resource management. I'm supposed to be a park ranger.
Okay.
And I actually am a high school biology teacher. I teach at Ridge High School in Basking Ridge. And so that, I'm into the science. I love to read the peer-reviewed literature and look at what science shows works. But I also like to look at the kind of archaic uses of the stuff. We've used herbs for hundreds of years, if not more. The wise woman in the village knew what these plants were, and science is kind of slowly catching on. So just because science hasn't proven it doesn't mean it doesn't work. I think science will catch up eventually. So I kind of like looking at the marriage of those two, looking at what has been shown to work and then looking at what herbalists know work and kind of putting those two together to figure it out. So I'm a gardener, and so right now I'm trying to grow as many of the herbs as possible for my own use and for use in the products. That way I can kind of, trace their background. I know where they came from. I know what they were grown in and how they were treated. And, I don't put anything on my plants, so I can't grow everything that I use. But I'm working on it, and eventually, maybe we'll get there.
Right. Now, you were saying that you have several partners that just kind of come through your yard periodically and stuff and help you with the fertilization and things. So why don't you tell the radio audience about those little helpers?
I have about an acre and three quarters in Annandale, but we don't have a fence. So every night we have about 20 deer that kind of parade through and help themselves. I have a couple things that are fenced off. My elderberry bushes got decimated last year. So those are protected and are coming back, thank goodness. But the, you know, some other stuff, I plant a little extra to share with the deer.
There you go.
You know, we're rewarded by the babies playing in the yard. And I've managed to keep them off the more important things. So I think the deer and I have reached a detente, so to speak.
There you go. That symbiotic relationship that works for both people and stuff is always a great thing to have happen like that. So you're growing your own products there, so you control the fertilization, the watering, the sunlight, and everything else like that, which is so key for working and having a great quality product coming out, or raw material and stuff, that then you turn into a great product and all. So what kind of things do you do specially for that and stuff, and as far as watering and fertilization and maybe location and things on your property?
Herbs are actually pretty hardy, and they do better when they're a little stressed. There's been some research and some anecdotal evidence that there's actually more medicinal properties in them if you push them a little harder. If you coddle them, then they don't need to. A lot of the chemicals that they make that are medicinal for us are actually deterrents for deer or insect repellents in the plant itself.
Mm-hmm.
But if you protect them from all that, they don't need to make those chemicals.
Right.
So I kind of stick them in the ground and leave them alone. I try to give them decent soil. Things like lavender, you know, they want better drainage. And so I will, give them a little less coddling, a little more sand in the soil, trying to, you know, keep them kind of in the habitat that they're used to, so that they produce well for me. This is really the first year I've had a decent garden. Last year we were still building the beds. We only moved in about a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a process. It's, you know, one bed at a time, one section at a time. So
right. Now, do you have a master plan for your backyard and stuff, and as far as where different groups are going to be and all?
When we first bought the property, I sat down and created a master plan, and my husband laughed at me and said, "I'm not a millionaire. What are you thinking?" So we've kind of modified the master plan as we've gone along. I decided to kind of take a step back, and the master plan is there, but one step at a time.
All right. Very good. We're going to take a little commercial break here now. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about herbal versus drugstore medicine and things of that nature then, okay? So hang on, everybody, and we'll be right back.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
All right, we are back at Get Healthy Hunterdon, and I'm Dr. Miola, and we're sponsored by Nutrimost of Flemington, Hunterdon County's most experienced in healthcare. And today we've got a real treat for you. We've got Jennifer Calton back from Red Barn Herbals out of Annandale, New Jersey. So off air, we were talking about how a lot of the modern medicines that we have today are actually the result of somebody having a great herbal product, and then the chemist and stuff got a hold of it, broke it down to its more medicinal component, and then put a patent on it. And so now they can charge you all kinds of crazy money and stuff. Now, Jennifer, what's the deal? What's the difference between an herbal and a drugstore medicine?
Drugstore medicines are kind of designed to treat one thing. You have asthma, you take this drug. You have psoriasis, you take this drug. Whereas herbal medicine, if you're truly working with an herbalist, they're more, you're taking the herbs to heal you from the inside out. Not so much to treat the symptoms, but to heal you, to make your body healthier so that it can fight off whatever is causing that symptom, whether it's inflammation or infection or whatever. But it's all about you more holistically. So I am not an herbalist. My products kind of probably sketch that line between you take my product for something, like I make what I call a boo-boo balm, right?
So that, I love that name.
So that is something you put on a cut or a scrape. Like, it has a purpose. So in that respect, it's more like a drugstore medicine. But if you take a tea every day, some people will take ginger tea, or they'll drink what they call golden milk that has turmeric in it. You're taking that more for the to boost your body, to make it healthier, to reduce, in the case of golden milk, reduce inflammation, to make you healthier overall. So herbal medicine kind of bridges that. And so true herbalists are more holistic. My products are kind of in the middle. And then modern medicine, really allopathic drugstore medicine, is more symptom. Like, let's fix this issue. Right. And there's nothing wrong with that, especially if you need immediate relief. But then a lot of times you can put the two together and, you know, fix the symptom as well as, you know, making your body more resistant to that symptom coming back.
Right. In chiropractic and stuff, we always talk about healing the body from above down, inside out. And medications and stuff were used just to do a temporary patch on the body until it was able to rally and bring itself, you know, immune systems and such, to get the body back on the track and get it to be in the healing mode again.
And I think we've gotten really far away from that.
So far and stuff. So there seems to be a general swing back to doing something like that.
Yeah, I agree. So, yeah. And I think in a lot of the over-the-counter medicines, there's so many preservatives and so many other things in there that can interfere, especially with people with more sensitive systems. So one of the things that I like about my products and that got me into doing this is I wanted to not have those things. I don't use preservatives. Everything in there has a purpose.
Right.
And that's it. So I keep everything in the fridge until I put it out, and I tell people, you know, this has a shelf life. This is not going to be around in 3 years. You can't stick this in the back of your, you know, your nightside table and forget about it. So, you know, that puts limits on the products, but I think they're healthier products because of it.
Right. And it's so interesting listening to you. You're like a botanical engineer developing a product and stuff that's going to be, you know, bringing the body back to a balance and stuff, as well as taking care of an issue that's going on, as well as you know, making it easy for somebody to apply or take in things, where a lot of people, you know, are kind of skidding away from the medication and stuff because of all the side effects that go on.
Correct. Side effects, I think, are really scary for people. Mm. And, you know, even an antibiotic, so many times they're overprescribed. And there's nothing wrong with an antibiotic if you really need one. But a lot of people take them when you don't need them. And there's other things that you can do to boost your immune system so your body can heal it all by itself.
Right. Yeah, and we see that happening more and more, you know, times in the office there and all, where people come in and they have digestive issues going on. They have high blood pressure. They've got, you know, headaches. They've got all kinds of signs and symptoms that, you know, in the commercials that you hear on the TV and stuff. These are all the side effects that occur from taking this for one condition and stuff, and now it produces another condition that you have.
Sometimes the list of side effects is longer than the rest of the commercial.
Oh, so scary and things like that. So what constitutes an herbal product, and how does that kind of differ from herbal medicine?
The products are... For me, my products are there as a healthier alternative to the over-the-counter products. I kind of start with, all my products started with a need in my family. What is something that I use that I can make better, that I can make healthier? Some of it's just for fun. Like I have a facial steam that's all herbs.
Oh.
And it's just for a little spa moment. And that's like mental health, you know? Just take 5 minutes and sit there with your face over a bowl and breathe in good stuff. That's good for you too. And, you know, that's for my herbal products. That's where I am right now. The stuff that I sell, I take an over-the-counter product and I try to make it healthier, better, more holistic, something like that. In my family, I kind of veer more towards the herbal medicine. I have a whole bunch of tinctures that we take, you know, but that's just for us because I think you have to be really careful with that stuff.
Now, one of your partners at the house, I understand, is quite an advocate about all your products and things, and he carries one with him all the time. I'm referring to your son that we were talking about off air, and he's got a favorite product.
He loves my chapstick. I make a lip balm, and he has one, not in the summer because I told him it'll melt in his pocket, but he has it on his bedside, and whenever somebody comes over, he always pulls it out and says, "My mom made this." He's also a big fan of the Boo Boo Balm we were talking about before. He calls it Mama Medicine, and he has 2 jars of it in his room. And the other day, he had a scrape behind his knee, and it was really bothering him because it was right where you bend your knee. And he actually slept with a jar because just in case it hurt him overnight, he needed to have the jar nearby. So with an active 6.5-year-old, you can imagine I go through a lot of that stuff.
And this is the nice thing about, you know, making available to the youth of tomorrow and stuff today products that are natural, they're non-toxic. They're going to provide a direct issue and take care of it and all. And here you're giving him the opportunity, and he's learning right along with him because you said that he helps you do a lot of the prep work and stuff.
He does. He'll help me in the garden. He helps me harvest. He helps me dry. And just the other day, we were ready to process some yarrow that I had dried. And in herbalism, we call it garbling, where you take the good stuff off and get rid of the stems or make sure there's no stones or whatever parts of it you're not using. And I actually had to wait about a week to garble my yarrow because he insisted that he help me with it. And I have some really cute pictures over on the website of him, and he's really intent on doing it. He has such a passion for it. He likes to be part of things with me.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I'm, you know, counting out drops of essential oil in my headache roller, he's like, Mommy, let me do it. Let me count. So he really wants to be in there with it.
That's good.
Yeah, it's fun.
Now, to be able to go to your website and stuff, what is that that link then and all?
www.redbarnherbals.com.
Oh, okay. So that's pretty straightforward and all. That's excellent.
We made sure we picked a name we could get the domain name
for. Now, where did you come up with that name?
Well, I actually went through a whole bunch of different names. You know, tried the name of our road. We tried our favorite product and everything. My husband had a pretty logical reason why that wasn't a good name.
Mm-hmm.
We had just bought our house, and I wanted a barn. And we couldn't get a piece of property with a barn. It just wasn't in the budget. So we had an old shed that my husband put a new roof on. We spent, you know, whatever, instead of buying a new shed, put the new roof. The thing is like built like a tank right now. And I said, he goes, what color do you want to paint it? And I said, let's paint it like a barn. I can't really have a barn, but for now, this is my barn. So it's bright red with white trim.
Oh my gosh.
So we just did that for a joke. And then I was like, hey, how about Red Barn Herbals? And it kind of stuck. And it worked, and we were able to get the domain name, and I was able to legally register the business under that name, and it just, you know, it all came together. So it seems to be a pretty good name. I got a good logo for it, and people remember it. It's easy to remember.
Oh, very, very good.
So, yeah, it was not our first choice, but it turned out to be the best choice.
Isn't that something? That's interesting, because growing up in Hunterdon County over in, Pottersville and stuff, I have a friend, and his father had a big barn. It was on the outside, it was advertising Chew Marl Patch, which was like a chewing tobacco back then and all. And everybody knew where his place was and stuff by just, you know, being able to do that and all. So that's a good thing to see. Do you have Red Barn Herbals painted on it yet?
No. The shed's kind of far off the road.
Oh, is it?
So you can't really see it. But when people drive up, they're like, oh, that's the Red Barn.
That's it.
But there's just gardening stuff in there. That's not actually where I make everything.
Soon you'll have that going on there.
Yeah, someday.
So what personal herbs do you like to use and all?
One of my favorite thing is elderberry syrup.
Oh.
So I make elderberry syrup. I sell it in the wintertime. And my son takes that every day in the winter. It's part of his vitamins. And I think the benefits of it for the immune system are just amazing. So I'm very excited to be growing my own elderberries. I don't have too many this year, but next, you know, give the trees a little bit of time to get settled. So that's one of my favorite herbs. The elder flowers are beautiful. Like there's so many parts of the plant you can use. My favorite plant to tell people about is plantain. It's a weed in your yard, not the green thing that looks like a banana. That's what everybody thinks. But it's a weed in your yard, and you've either mowed over it or stepped on it or cursed it or something, but people don't realize the incredible medicinal properties this plant has. And we have a whole patch that we've kind of, you know, keep the dog off, and, you know, we don't spray anything in our yard, and I go out and I harvest it, and it's just amazing. The seeds are full of psyllium fiber. So like you would use in Metamucil, you can grind up these seeds and put them in your food, and they are an excellent laxative if you need it. Like the seeds themselves are amazing. The leaves you can eat, the young ones, you can eat them raw. The older ones you do have to cook, but they're really high in nutrients. But the leaves are amazing for your skin. They're what goes in my itch stick. They have anti-inflammatory properties. They're astringent, which means think of it like if you suck on a lemon, you kind of pucker because it tightens. So it kind of tightens up the skin. It pulls out things from the skin. So if you're in the backyard and you get bit by a bug at my house, we make a spit poultice out of plantain leaves. And, you know, you'll chew it or I'll chew it, and you just pack it on the bug bite, cover it with a Band-Aid, and it goes away.
Isn't that something?
It's amazing. My son calls it the itchy plant. Mommy, I need the itchy plant. But just plantain is one of those things that is just so overlooked. And it's right underneath all of our feet. So whenever I do a craft show, if we're outside, I love it because I can just look down and go, see that plant? That's what's in this thing I'm giving
you.
Oh,
wow.
And people are like, really? You know, they're like, that's a weed. I'm like, yes, it is. Mm-hmm. That's not a bad thing.
Right.
But it's, yeah, it's one of those amazing plants. So I'm really loving, pardon me, working with plantain.
Excellent. We're going to take a little commercial break here now, and we will be right back.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
North of the border, the mayor of Toronto says of an attack on a city street last night.
While our city will always be resilient in the face of such attacks, it does not mean such a terrible act committed against our residents is any less painful.
The attacker and two other people were killed in the mass shooting on a busy city street. A dozen other people wounded, some of them still in critical condition. And Mayor John Tory says they're considering all possibilities when it comes to the gunman's motives, including that it may have been terrorism.
Every possible effort was being made by our very capable police service so as to determine as quickly as possible what happened and why.
Efforts have begun at this hour to raise a sunken duck boat from a southern Missouri lake where it capsized and went under on Thursday night in a storm, leaving 17 people dead. And this is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Wyatt Cox Classic Radio Theater. I've been using a MyPillow now for almost a year, and I've had the best sleep of my life, and you can too. What are you waiting for? This special, it's the best you'll ever have. Buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure you use promo code USA, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA. Do it now.
President Trump responding to Iran's president after Hassan Rouhani makes threatening remarks against the United States on Sunday. The president tweeting today that Rouhani must stop threatening the United States or face severe consequences. President Trump's spokeswoman Sarah Sanders saying the president is not trying to divert attention from his Russia controversies by going after Iran, as some people are claiming. A leading Republican congressman is telling President Trump that Russian President Vladimir Putin should not have been invited to the White House. Trey Gowdy of South Carolina also advising President Trump to once and for all believe the intelligence community and what it says about Russia's activities.
The president either needs to rely on the people that he has chosen to advise him, or those advisors need to reevaluate whether or not they can serve in this administration. But the disconnect cannot continue.
He was speaking on Fox News Sunday, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new report says North Korea wants the U.S. to make a bold move and agree to a peace treaty before that communist nation will talk any further about denuclearization. Reports are an official with close knowledge of the North's position says it wants a permanent peace to replace the armistice that ended the Korean War fighting in 1953, and says if the U.S. won't take that step to ensure the survival of Kim Jong-un's regime, Kim probably will not agree to any more talks about ending his country's nuclear weapons program. The price of gasoline nationally is up over 55 cents a gallon from last year at this time, but motorists did see a bit of a decrease in prices at the pump this past week, as we hear from John Clemens.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price at the pump is the lowest it's been in several months.
The national average fell 4.5 cents per gallon from 288 down to about 283. We're staring at the lowest average that we've seen nationally since the beginning of May.
Hawaii still has the highest price at 375 a gallon, followed by California at 361. Then it was Alaska at 337.
And after last Friday's drawing did not produce a mega winner in the Mega Millions lottery, the jackpot is now soaring to nearly $500 million for Tuesday's drawing. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And we are back at Get Healthy 100, and this is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington, where thanks to everybody that has been listening to us and coming into the office. We won the best of the best with 100 and Happening magazine this year for diet and nutrition and all. So, again, thank you, everybody, for having the confidence in us. Today, we've got a great guest and stuff. This is Jennifer Kaltenbach, and she's with the Red Barn Herbals out of Annandale, New Jersey, so right in our own backyard. And so off air, we were talking about so many different things that this young lady does and gets involved with and stuff. So, Jennifer, why don't you tell us a little bit about your studies that are going on now and where you're coming from?
I first kind of learned about herbal medicine and herbal products. A friend of mine owns a yoga studio in West Milford. And she offered this class, a medicine herb workshop. And she said, oh, you know, I think you'd like it. Come on in. We'll go for beer after. I said, all right, sure, I'll come down. And I used to live up near there. And so I went over, and the woman giving the class is a renowned herbalist. Her name is Robin Rose Bennett. And I sat in the class and fought back tears. It was one of those things that just spoke to me. It's like, you know, when you don't know you're looking for something and then all of a sudden it's there and you're like, yes. And I took notes. Thank goodness I had brought a notebook that day, and I was scribbling notes and all this stuff. And I was like, oh, this is so cool. I bought her book on the spot, and she gave homework. She said, you know, make a tea, a tincture, and something else. I don't remember what the third thing was now. And I was like, okay, I could do this. And I went home and I couldn't get started. I was like, just, I don't know if I was afraid. It was one of those things that was like that final leap, and I just wasn't ready to take it. And then I started looking online, and there's a company called Learning Herbs. And they have like a whole online herbal learning academy. And they said they offered this box, and it was make your first 8 herbal products, $69.99 for the box. And it came with the jars and the labels and the herbs and everything you need. I think all I needed was olive oil. And so I was like, all right, that I can do. That's my homework. And then I bought the box, and I had so much fun. And I made everything, and I started giving the products out, and people were like, oh, this is kind of cool. I'm like, this is awesome. And so then I was like, okay, well, let me buy more of this herb, and let me buy more of that herb, and oh, let me buy this book. And I just started accumulating stuff. And then we moved, and everything kind of got put on hold, and we bought a new house, and we had a fourth bedroom, and I just said, it'll be our backup guest room, and it's my office.
There.
And I just started building this. My husband now calls it either my apothecary or my witchy room, depending on his mood. And if you go in there now, I mean, I have a clothesline from corner to corner with dried herbs, and I took the doors off the closet, and I have shelves of jarred herbs that are dried, and a whole shelf of tinctures and bookshelf and more glassware than most restaurants from all the bottles. And
isn't that something?
So it's really it's kind of evolved. So I started, you know, making this stuff and giving it away, and people were like, you should sell. I'm like, yeah, right. And they're like, no, really, you should sell this stuff. And, you know, I just kind of started small. I actually started with facial products. I make a cleansing oil and a facial serum, and that's pretty much all I use is the stuff I make. And
and you should see this young lady's complexion.
Well, I don't know about young. I'm 43, but okay. That's kind of young, I guess. But, you know, it's just been fun. And I listen to podcasts, and I have more herbal books, and I'm constantly learning. I'm taking an online class through the Chestnut Herbal School of Medicine. It's called Foraging and Feasting.
Oh.
And it's basically all the weeds and what their properties are. And so it's how to identify them, how to process them, what to do with them, what they're good for. And it's been so much fun. I'm going to take a medicine-making course through them. The Herbal Academy is another online program that offers an herbal entrepreneur course that I took.
Oh, okay.
Learning herbs is part of Herb Mentor Radio, and they have a whole online presence of resources and Materia Medica and like just stuff that you can go in and research mm-hmm. and access. And so it's kind of whenever I have a few free minutes, which isn't often, I have a 6.5-year-old, but you know, whenever I have a few free minutes, I go in and I learn something.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm a teacher. I think it's important to always be learning, but this is truly a journey of constant learning for me.
Right. And it sounds, though, you know, you're not stopping where you're at and stuff. You're constantly evolving. You're constantly learning. You're putting into practice the things that you're learning. So that's great.
Yeah. You know, like I said before, the medical part is kind of for me and my family. You know, I'm not an herbalist. I wouldn't try to give somebody mm-hmm. advice on that stuff, but I would recommend that you go to one because the knowledge that a true trained herbalist has is amazing and what they can help you with. But for me, I'm always looking at just new ways to make something. You know, if there's something I have at home, I can make this. I can do it better, you know. Last February, I made a body butter for the first time.
Oh.
And I made one little batch and I put it on my hand and came running downstairs. I'm like, oh my God, honey, this is amazing. And he put it on his hand. My husband, he's like, you have to go make more of this. And so I immediately went upstairs and made a big giant batch of it. Because it works. You don't need all that other stuff in it.
Yeah.
So
with the product that you make and stuff, you don't add the preservatives and to extend the shelf life and everything?
I don't have any preservatives in anything. Some of the products I'll use rosemary extract, which has some preservative properties. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I keep everything in a fridge. I have a fridge in my apothecary that I store the stuff in. And I tell everybody when they buy stuff, like, you know, be careful. This isn't going to be there forever. Especially with the body butter, because it does have a little water in it, and that mm-hmm. will make it go bad faster.
Sure.
So I always give people a separate tin, and I say, take a little out, put it in this tin, put the big tin in your fridge.
Oh, okay.
And then, mm-hmm. you know, you get the most use out of it. But that's how things are supposed to be.
Right. See, and that's the nice thing about going to, like, you know, an individual like yourself as opposed to, you know, a big pharmaceutical company and things like that. You have that personal interest in, you know, not just, you know, prolonging your product and stuff, but also helping the individual. So you give them the smaller tin, keep the big tin, you know, and as far as your mother load there and stuff,
yeah.
and move it and all. So that means a lot to, you know, our radio listening audience and all.
I think a lot of people are looking to get away from the preservatives and the artificial and the fake fragrances and stuff like that. Joel Salatin, he's a farmer and really into holistic farming and, mm-hmm. you know, using the whole farm and the whole animal. And I've read a couple of his books, and he once said something about, you know, what's wrong with modern bread is you put it on the counter and you can come back a week later and it's still there. He goes, bread's supposed to mold. If food doesn't mold, there's something wrong with it.
Right.
And that really stuck with me. Like, yeah, it's supposed to mold. If it doesn't, there's something wrong with that. And I kind of internalized that. And, you know, a lot of the food that I eat, you know, we try to kind of stick with that. Like, if it doesn't mold, there's something wrong with it.
Right. Interesting. Jeez. So, let's see. Who would be interested in using your herbal products then?
I think anybody who is trying to be healthier, trying to get rid of that artificial stuff from their life, whether it be, you know, the whole thing right now is, you know, clean your medicine cabinet, purge your medicine cabinet, get rid of all that stuff. Get rid of your cleaning products and start fresh. And this, I'm part of that. This is where you can get some of that stuff where, you know, my mom was a nurse and we grew up with that little yellow tube. Mm-hmm. Am I allowed to say the name of the product?
Sure, go ahead.
Everybody grew up with Neosporin, right? My mom was a nurse. You had a cut, you put Neosporin on it. It's just what you did. And there's a benefit to that. It helps it not get infected and helps it heal faster. But Neosporin is petroleum. It's petroleum-based, and there's all kinds of stuff in it. And, you know, my boo-boo balm, it does the same thing without all that stuff. And so there's product replacement, you know, get rid of the stuff that has all the bad stuff,
exactly.
And then there's always options. And, you know, you can go into any health food store, and they have those alternatives. So though I think a lot of people are trying to do that. They're trying to swap out for better, greener, healthier products.
Right. And we see a lot of that here in Hunterdon County. People that live here in the Hunterdon County area and stuff have a little more interest in getting back to nature, getting away from, you know, the harsh chemicals, the harsh foods and things like that. And, you know, they're going with co-op farming. They're going, Grow-A-Row. They're going to,
CSAs.
Right, yeah, exactly. All those things that are, you know, really getting back to, you know, Mother Earth and, you know, seeing where your products are coming from, where your crops are coming from and all.
And when we moved out here, I didn't know that. You know, we just moved out here because this was a good location. And the more I live out here, the more I realize, yeah, this place fits our values.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of people who that's important to them.
Right.
You know, so.
See, so that's good. So welcome, of course, to Hunterdon County. We're going to take a little commercial break and we're going to be right back with Jennifer and talking a little bit more about herbals and how you can get a hold of them.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we are back at Get Healthy Hunterdon. This is Dr. Miola, and my guest today is an amazing individual and stuff. This is Jennifer Kaltenbach, and she's with the Red Barn Herbals out of Annandale, New Jersey. And all. So off air, we were talking about all kinds of amazing things that she's got on the burners there and where she's going to be going. And so why don't we go ahead and talk a little bit about your products, your recipes, and what you're up to in the apothecaries.
Most of my ideas I get from either what do I need, or someone says to me, hey, do you make a blank?
Oh.
And then I go and I start doing research and I try to figure it out. I have an entire collection of herbalism books, and they're all dog-eared as I mark recipes that I want to try to make. Mm-hmm. And, oh, let me try this. And, ooh, you know. My mom has arthritis and other joint issues, and I constantly am making stuff for her.
Like, oh, okay.
So, you know, I enjoy kind of finding stuff that way. I always tell people at craft shows, I'm like, you know, I make things that I need, and if there's anything that you need, let me know, and I'll see what I can come mm-hmm. up with. You know, the base is the same, especially if it's like a salve. It's kind of, this is how you make it. The difference is the herbs you put in it. And, you know, I use a combination of dried herbs and essential oils, depending on what I'm trying to put together. What I want the effects to be. And so I kind of enjoy tinkering with that a little bit. I enjoy playing with the different fragrances, too. I actually came up with a perfume.
Oh, interesting.
It started as a diffuser blend that I really liked, and then I decided I want to smell like this all the time. And now I made myself a rollerball. And the last show, it was one of my best sale products.
Isn't it something? What's that called?
It's called Charmed.
Charmed.
And it's people love the scent of it. It's just it's hard to nail down. Mm-hmm. It's not spicy. It's not citrusy. It's not flowery. It's kind of a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
But people seem to really like it. And so it's. I always start with what do I want? What do I like? And then go from there.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where my ideas come from. And so, you know, a friend asked me for an essential oil blend to calm her dog. So I'm doing a bunch of research and trying to put together something for her. And then if she likes it, and then I'll make it into a product to sell.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
You know, there's been a big thing right now is sprays for the bathroom so that they don't smell.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then somebody took that a little bit further and said, well, how about we spray the toilet first? And can actually make that. Like, I started looking at the ingredients, and I went online, and you know, you look at an ingredient label, you get an idea of what everything's supposed to do. And
mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, so that's going to be one of my new products. And
oh, nice!
Those kind of little kitschy things get people to the booth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, bath bombs, that gets people to the booth, and then they come in. They're like, oh, well, what's this? What's this? And it allows me to then have the conversation
yes.
about some of the other products.
Mm-hmm.
And so while that's not the main goal, I kind of make them that stuff for fun.
Right.
And then that then brings me the customer to then have the conversation with about why they might want the boo-boo balm. Or I make a muscle ache roller. And like, you know, why would you want this?
Mm-hmm.
And, so it's just a way of kind of getting people's attention. So that's, that's kind of where I started. And then that's kind of where I'm going. Like, you know, the potty spray, and I have to come up with a better name for it. I haven't really thought that through yet.
Mm-hmm.
Working on some different lip balms for the winter and different body butters, and
right.
I'm working on a hand salve right now. So, you know, I'm going to put together some gift baskets for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of people ask me for, like, stocking stuffer ideas.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
I do a bath tea bag. That seems to be pretty popular. I put it in a little muslin bag and fill it with dried herbs, and pop it in your bath, and it, mm-hmm. you know, and then you don't have the loose flowers
floating around.
You
and stuff.
You
just
kind of pull it out when you're done. Basically, you know, it's a tea bag for your bath. And so, like stuff like that, people want for you know stocking stuffers and little gifts to stick in with the holiday presents. So that kind of stuff. That's kind of the goal.
Now you were talking about somebody had come up and said, "Can you give me X number of the products and things like that?" So is there like a a minimum order? Is there a maximum order?
No. I mean, you know, you can come up and buy one lip balm. You can order it online, and I'll ship it to you. If you live nearby, I can meet you and save you the shipping.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not Amazon. I don't do free shipping, but I can meet you and save you the shipping. And then, you know, if you give me enough notice, I had somebody ask for 40 bath tea bags.
That's incredible.
They wanted to use them to give out for the for people they work with. And, you know, just give me enough time and I can put something like that together too. So
now we've been referring to this website and how to get a hold of you. And also, how can our radio audience get a hold of you and stuff, whether it's a social media website or telephone number or what, however you do it?
We were pretty lucky that we were able to get our company name on everything. So basically, it's Red Barn Herbals.
Mm-hmm.
So you can redbarnherbals.com. We'll get you to the website. Red Barn Herbals is our Facebook page, our Instagram. So all that stuff is right there, and you know, you can find us. And I post pictures. I do a blog. I'm probably not as active as I could be, but you know, life gets in the way.
Right.
So I, you know, post ideas on how to make stuff and how to use stuff and what different things are for. And that all comes out through the website and then gets pushed to Facebook and Instagram.
Okay. So one more time, what's the website?
Redbarnherbals.com.
Okay. And are you having any kind of specials or anything going on now, or you're in the process of it, or?
What I'm probably going to do is run a special on, the remains of like the summer products.
Oh,
okay. The itch stick, the bug spray, whatever I have left at the end of the summer.
Okay.
Kind of clear out the inventory of that, and then come fall I'm going to start working on the stuff for the holidays.
Excellent. So again, this is Jennifer Kaltenbach from Red Barn Herbals, from right here locally, Annandale, New Jersey, and her website again is
redbarnherbals.com.
And that's about all the time we have. Again, thank you for coming on, and we'll have you back again, because I know a lot of people are going to want you to tell us about some things that are coming up for the wintertime that they could be doing and all. So, everybody, you have a great week and stuff, and we'll see everybody next week on Get Healthy Hunterdon.
Thank you very much.
All right.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
The White House blamed the Iranian president for inciting a war of words with President Donald Trump, who warned that verbal threats could escalate a military conflict with the United States. Today, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders was on Fox News explaining our position with Iran.
The president's been clear from the beginning, since the first day he took office and even before, that nuclear proliferation was something that he was not going to tolerate, something he would aggressively stand up and talk about.
Police in Toronto, Canada are not ruling out terrorism as a motive for a man who walked down a busy street and fired in the restaurants and cafes, shooting and killing 14 people. This eyewitness describes the scene.
I heard at least 20 shots in intervals. You know, clip being spent, reloading, clip being spent. I saw at least 4 people shot here by the fountain.
The attacker did die after exchanging gunfire with police. So far, all police have said is that he was a 29-year-old male. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Although the price of gasoline is up over 55 cents a gallon from last year at this time, motorists saw a decrease this week. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price at the pump is the lowest it's been in several months.
Well, it was a good week for motorists. The national average fell 4.5 cents per gallon from 288 down to about 283. We're staring at the lowest average that we've seen nationally since the beginning of May.
Hawaii still has the highest price at 375 a gallon, followed by California at 361. Then it was Alaska at 337. I'm John Clemens.
A new study by Rentop.com has named Chicago as the rat capital of America, with a total of just over 50,000 rat complaints in 2017. The study compared complaints from Boston, Chicago, New York City, Washington, D.C., and found that Chicago